We have some good news and some bad news on public transportation. A lot of cities are seeing ridership go up as pandemic numbers fall, fingers crossed. But many transit systems don't have enough subway and bus drivers. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here to talk about this. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott.
Now, a lot of drivers and public transit workers quit when the pandemic hit, but this is a longer-term labor shortage problem, isn't it?
It is. You just have demographic changes in this country, starting with the fact that the baby boomer generation is retiring and smaller generations are coming into the workforce. So in the same way that airlines were struggling to have enough pilots, even to some degree before the pandemic, public transportation agencies had that challenge too. It's remarkable because these were once considered very good jobs. These are often government union jobs with pensions, that sort of thing, where particularly if somebody didn't have a college degree, people really competed heavily to get these jobs. Now the agencies are competing for workers.
So what's the answer here? To retain the drivers they have and to attract more?
Well, as with other industries, it comes down to compensation and benefits, and also just to making the job as attractive as it can be. You mentioned the pandemic, and there are, we know that there are people who retired because they didn't want to be around other people. So part of this naturally, as those fears begin to subside, should help these agencies. But they are struggling as that demand you mentioned rebounds. They're cutting routes and cutting schedules just at a time when you would want to be able to be there for those people who are willing to ride public transportation again.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a little innovation in this transit space. There are public dollars going into public transit to cut down on driving and emissions. I guess that's one of the reasons. But a lot of riders or potential riders aren't close enough to, say, walk to a metro stop, and there's a startup working on this problem. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, there's one called the Routing Company, and it's not the only company in this space, but some operations already in places like Houston and Seattle, CNBC reported recently. And this is a company run by a former Uber executive who said, wait a minute, okay, we've kind of done it with the car sharing, but what about bigger vehicles? And the opportunity is that transit can be really efficient, both from a cost perspective and in terms of combating climate change, when you get a lot of people on one vehicle. But a lot of times you see buses that are kind of going around empty. And so what this company is trying to do is match the demand with the supply, both with private suppliers as well as with public transportation companies. And again, not the only one in that space. I'm in Pennsylvania, where one of the transit agencies called Rapid Transit in central Pennsylvania is using something called Stop Hopper in rural areas, right? People who right now are challenged with high gas prices, where they could, for $2, get picked up and get to where they want to go. Public transportation,
right, and just
micro transit.
And quickly, just to understand, this is, say, if I'm too far from the bus stop or the subway stop, this can send, say, kind of shuttle buses to me using, you know, GPS technology and come quickly?
Right, kind of a hybrid between, you know, the sort of the fixed route, as they're called, buses, and something like Uber, which was normally more expensive. Here you get onto the network, and right, that something else can then get you on to the main network. So a lot of opportunity there, both in terms of the planet, climate change, as well as saving people money.
Yeah, interesting on, I guess, what some people call this last mile problem. That's here now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.